This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. The week is almost over. It's already Thursday, and you know that means tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where we will take all 3 hours and once again answer your questions, whatever you email into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. But we're going to begin tonight talking about fading the heat. Look at how young and hip I am, Chris. What? I use young, hip people's words. We're going to talk about the Biden family trying to fade the heat. Communist foot soldiers doing what they do. We're going to discuss illegal immigration. Interesting how much it's in the news now. Dome met with somebody privately. Not exactly a new thing for her, but this was a different kind of a meeting. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, but I want to begin here. First, fading the heat. What does that mean? If you're my age or above, I'm 42, you probably don't know. I certainly didn't know up until a year or two ago. Somebody said it, and it was probably one of my sons, and I said, what? What is fading the heat? What does that mean? And this is what fading the heat is. You get yourself in trouble, you screwed up, you're just trying to make it not quite so bad. You see, you were supposed to wake up on Sunday morning and take out the trash and mow the lawn. You got up before the wife did on Sunday morning. You went golfing with your boys and knocked out about 12 beers on the golf course. And now you're walking funny and you're a little bit messed up. And you come home and she says, what? Did you not take the trash out? You are praying that that's the only thing she ends up finding out about how your morning went. Fading the heat. What's happening with the Bidens right now is they are in very, very, very serious trouble. They're in serious trouble politically, and they're trying to do something. Everything we're looking at right now is the Biden family attempting to fade the heat. Let's stop with the stupid young people talk. They're trying for a soft landing. This is not going well. He's not popular. Oof,
problematic new polling numbers out this morning for President Biden. The CNN poll finds his approval rating sinking to just 39%. Among voters' concerns, Biden's age. They're worried about his mental and physical competence, along with how well he understands the concerns of future generations of Americans. Another big issue, the economy.
And that's CNN reporting that. House GOP zeroes in on Biden impeachment inquiry, but Senate Republicans bristle. Joe Biden colluded with Hunter Biden's partners during VP term under Obama, according to House Oversight. David Weiss intends to indict Hunter Biden by the end of the month. These are headlines from just today. So let's discuss what we're seeing and who we're seeing it from. The Biden crime family, the Biden family, they're in serious trouble. They're in trouble not because Joe Biden is a criminal, though he is. They're in trouble not because Joe Biden is unpopular, though he is. the Biden family is in trouble because the system believes Joe Biden has become more of a liability. What's that employment rule number one we talk about all the time on the show? Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. That's the greatest rule in life for you, me, everybody. We've all got baggage. Just make sure your talent outweighs it. Joe Biden's baggage is starting to weigh more than Joe Biden's talent. He can't speak. He can't keep secrets. He keeps screwing things up. And these criminal things are hurting the Democrats. The fact that he can't complete sentences hurts Democrats. It's hurting them nationally. So what's going on? Let's talk about the David Weiss part of it. He's the special counsel. Remember, he was the part of the DOJ who was already supposedly investigating Hunter Biden. But by all accounts, it looks like he was covering for Hunter Biden. He then gets appointed to be the special counsel, which doesn't make any sense because we already know he was trying to arrange a pretty much crooked deal that the judge shot down. Why are you, if you're Merrick Garland, why appoint David Weiss as special counsel? Because then you look good and you look good for appointing a special counsel independent. But at the same time, you appointed a Biden lackey. You see, the soft landing. But it's not actually the GOP who they have to worry about, the Biden family. It's Democrats. Because that was CNN, that headline or that little news clip I just played for you here. We have gigantic communist papers like the New York Times talking about Joe Biden's popularity and fitness for office. You see, here's the reality of it. An ugly reality, but still a reality. The right, as it currently stands, this is changing and it will be better in the future, but as the right currently stands, the right lacks the teeth, the backbone, or the cojones to actually do something tangible to a Democrat. The right just can't ever bring itself to do something tangible to take down a Democrat. But here's the thing. Democrats in this country are all communists now, and communists, they have a lot of bad things about them, and this is probably a bad thing too, but communists, they ain't playing no games. Communists aren't like the Republicans. Communists mean what they say. They mean business. And when communists see you're in the way, well, they make sure you're out of the way. We've used the example a million times, but it's the best example that I could possibly give. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. Andrew Cuomo's policies directly led, his policies under COVID directly led to over 15,000 New Yorkers dying. Elderly New Yorkers, his own citizens, Andrew Cuomo killed them. Andrew Cuomo was not removed from office for a single one of those deaths. Not a single Republican, no matter how loudly they yelled, not a single Republican was able or willing to do a single thing to Andrew Cuomo. But New York AG Letitia James, she had ambitions of her own. A different faction of the New York Democrats, the communists, they had plans of their own. And unlike the eunuch right, they don't hesitate. They saw an opportunity to slip a knife in between Andrew Cuomo's ribs and take the governor's mansion from him. And without a moment's hesitation, they did it over some sexual harassment claims that were probably bogus. No one knows. No one was there. But they were all, look, everyone kind of believed them, but we all read them and they were all a little flimsy. You know, looked like office flirting. But just like that, boom, Andrew Cuomo's gone. Joe Biden is in trouble because Democrats are out for Joe Biden. It's not because of Republicans. Republicans, they could never. They don't have even close to what it takes. Democrats do, though. Again, it's the highest compliment I can pay the communists. Communists mean what they say. When communists come for you, they mean it. And they keep coming until you're gone. So that's that. Now let's talk about something else. Oh, there's all kinds of stories in the news today, but this, I couldn't let this one go. This is New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
For the first time in our city's history, we're measuring just how much of an impact our food choices have on our emissions. first time we're doing this. We work with the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group, and I want to take my hat off to a great corporate partner, American Express.
These people, these climate change people, man-made climate change people, the wildest thing to me is this. They can't see themselves or hear themselves for the monsters they are. Idiots that they are and monsters they are. Your food choices, that's what's causing evil emissions that are changing the climate on the planet. These people are actually doing a global campaign. The elites in our society in the Western world, they're doing a global campaign to take food away from you. And for some reason, there's not an international outrage calling for the arrest and prosecution of every single politician who speaks like this. Politicians currently in power are openly campaigning on starving people to death, and there's no outcry at all. Wrap your mind around how crazy that is. And this is why, look, this is why I talk about the future generation, this next generation of anti-communists. Man, they're going to be hardcore because they see clearly. I'll tell you what, this is why I tell you about Chalk. This is why I tell you we are going to have to be strong and focused in the future. Strong and focused, because these people are dead serious. And we're not dealing with just some useless hippie on the street corner who doesn't have any power to implement these things. This is the problem. These are billionaires. These are presidents. These are prime ministers. As you just heard, these are mayors. I almost called them neighbors. I guess they are neighbors. These are mayors and neighbors, governors. These people are in position to do the things they talk about. We are going to have a lot of fight in us, and we can't do that if we're a nation full of man-boobed low-T weenies. Go get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase and your testosterone in 90 days. That's frankly absurd. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscription for the lifetime of it. But go, ladies, female vitality stack for you. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Just again, remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have a former spy. His name's Mike Baker. You know how I don't have guests on? Tonight's wild because I'm going to have a guest, and I'm probably going to take phone calls next hour. But Mike Baker, CIA covert operative, is coming up 10 minutes from now. And if you think I'm not going to ask him about me being a covert operative, think again. I bet you. What, Chris? Don't shake your head. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if after this interview, I get one of those phone calls, a recruiting phone call saying, you know what? No, it won't be a phone call. They'll approach me covertly in public. They'll wait till maybe I'll stop at Red Lobster, grab something delicious on the way home, and they'll come up beside me with today's newspaper and then a note. It's hidden in the newspaper, and they'll just say kind of, hey, how you doing? Oh, whoops, I tripped and fell, and the note will slip out of the new... What, Chris? The note will slip out of the newspaper, and I'll realize what's going on, so I'll reach over. This will be part of the testing, and I'll grab the note. What? No, it's not a 50s spy movie, Chris. This is what's going to happen at Red Lobster, and I'm going to reach over and kind of cover up the note with my hand so the Red Lobster bartender won't see. Not that he would rat me out, it's Red Lobster, but I would slip it down into my pocket, and then we'd go to a secret meeting place, and that's where my training would begin. Anyway, we'll talk to Mike about that, see how all that's going to work out next. Before I get to that, let's get to this. Speaking of New York Democrats, Letitia James, New York AG Letitia James, forces the NYPD to send fewer officers to protests because the Black Lives Matter, the street animals, they won $13.7 million in a lawsuit, in a riot lawsuit. So now the NYPD, the poor NYPD, doesn't even get to send enough manpower over to the riots. But again, just remember this. It's intentional. That's why Letitia James is there. That's why she has the people behind her who are behind her. She's there for that. Speaking of getting behind her, Doan was asked again about being president.
Wall Street Journal had a poll showing 2/3 of Democrats say Joe Biden is too old to run again. Are you prepared to be commander-in-chief?
Yes, I am, if necessary. But Joe Biden is going to be fine. And let me tell you something. I work with...
There's now three or four interviews out there. Every time she sits down with somebody, they're starting to ask her about it. I'm telling you, these people are going to run Joe Biden out. All right, I'll quit. I want to get back to something before I get on with a fellow spy, me and Mike Baker here shortly. I'm going to talk about this really quickly. I want to talk about your towels. You see, you're not cheating me with your towels that you use. You're cheating you. I have my pillow towels. So my towels are not only USA cotton, they're just mega soft and they absorb all the water. I've already got the towels that I need. Your towels, they're inferior to mine. If you would like to be equal to me in some small way, now's the time to take advantage of the huge sale going on at MyPillow. Because their towels, which are normally, their six-piece towel set, it's normally $79.98. Right now it's $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you 50% off their towel sets. Go get a couple of them, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call. They're wonderful on the phone, 800-845-0544. Now, I have said this before, and I will say it again. One of the more brilliant moves GOP politicians have made, and they haven't made many of them, so it's a short list, but one of their more brilliant moves they've pulled in this country was piling illegals onto buses and shipping them to sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. Is it a political stunt? Oh, of course. Is it brilliant? Yep. It's really brilliant. I just sneezed. Chris, did that come off on the air? They didn't hear it. They didn't hear anything. Hey, I didn't sneeze. I don't know what that was. Must be a rabbit or something here. Anyway, shipping these people to cities, to states that say, hey, come on in. It's brilliant because it finally takes an issue the rest of the country has ignored and it forces them to pay attention to it. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, they have a sanctuary state. He said, well, I'm sorry, we're full. We can't, no more room. There's no more room at the inn. Sorry, Pedro. No more room. You heard what Eric Adams said. This is not a subtle thing.
And let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just getting Venezuela. Now we're getting Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian-speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border.
I'm going to let him keep going, but the most dumbfounding part of this is how blind most people are, how blind he clearly is to the fact that this is how border states have lived for decades in this country. For decades along the border, this is what it's been like. In small border towns, big border towns, this is what it's been like. And it took shipping them to the most important city in the world for it to finally get any publication.
And coming to New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We had a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted. So as you asked me a question about migrants, tell me what role you played. How many of you organized to stop what they're doing to us? Mm-hmm. It's going to come to your neighborhoods. All of us are going to be.
It's so satisfying to watch these big city liberals enjoy the policies that they have championed forever. We're a sanctuary city. All are welcome. All are welcome. Remember how often these people on the left have used that inscription on the Statue of Liberty? What happened to give me? You're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses. Well, what happened? Did somebody chisel that inscription off the old statue? Or was that all just for Texas and Arizona? Funny how that worked. All right, let's talk to a fellow spy, Mike Baker, next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I love getting smarter about foreign policy stuff and super spy stuff. And joining me now, former CIA Mike Baker is his name. He's the new host of the outstanding President's Daily Brief podcast. Mike, first of all, do you think I could have been a covert operative?
Absolutely. And in fact, I guess you haven't advised your listeners that you were. So I'll keep that mum. I won't say anything about it.
Well, of course. Well, the cat's out of the bag now. Dang it. Yeah. I guess I probably should have went back to spy school a little more. Okay, seriously. How cool was it to be CIA? Every young boy on the planet, well, in the United States of America, I should say, at some point in time, thinks about it. I thought about it a lot. Was it ever? Did it ever just hit you like, this is awesome?
Yeah, all the time. I was very fortunate in sort of the time frame that I was there. We were very active, and I worked with some terrific people, and I spent all my time overseas, which was from my perspective as an operations person, was great. Didn't have a headquarters tour, and so I loved it. I don't have anything bad to say about it. I felt like, you know, every day you get up, there's something interesting going on. Sometimes you'd walk away from something and think, you know, nobody else on the planet is doing this right now, and you always felt as if you were working for something bigger than yourself, which is good, because the pay is government pay. So I don't even want to tell you what my starting salary was, but that's not why you do it, right? I mean, it's a combination of things, and one of those things is you feel as if you actually are making a difference.
What can you explain a bit of your background? I guess I just jumped right into it, Mike. For people who don't know, when were you in? What is your background? What's your story?
Well, you know what, I backed my way into the agency. I don't know that it was something I was thinking about doing. When I was young, I wanted to be an astronaut, like every other, I think, kid of a certain age, back then. You know, we were still excited about the space shots, and people still actually sat around the TV and watched, rocket ships go up to the moon, and, you know, people put duct tape on them and send them back again. And so, I ended up in the agency and never really looked back. And then I got to a certain point. I was there for almost 20 years, and then I was raising a daughter on my own. And I thought, you know, I've got to find a way to stay closer to home. And so I got out and was very fortunate. Started a business with a very good friend of mine from the British teams, and we built a global intelligence and security firm over the years. And So I've been very fortunate. You know, I think it's like with operations. I don't think I was ever involved in a successful operation that didn't have some element of luck. And, you know, I feel like you never want to discount that during the course of anything you're doing in life.
You were in ops, and there's always tension, especially in that part of the world, that kind of world, between the ops guys and the other guys. Is that tension worse now than it's been before? What's morale like at the agency?
Well, it's, you know what, the agency, and I always say this, and I don't know that people actually believe me, because I think they probably think, well, sure, of course that's what you're going to say. But, you know, my experience has been that the agency tends to just truck along, right? It doesn't matter, and thank goodness it doesn't matter what administration's in charge. Now, that doesn't say that you couldn't have somebody at the top of the operation, you know, an appointee who's not got a political agenda. But the agency, the operators, the people who make that place work on behalf of our national security interests every day, they just keep moving forward, regardless of who's in the White House, right? That's the job. And so it's, as far as the morale goes at the present time, you know, it's actually better, I would argue, than it has been in recent past, in part because the agency is getting back to its core mission, right, which is espionage. And during the global war on terror, importantly, we were right in the middle of that. But it sort of took our eye off the ball for certain things. And, you know, the espionage business is what the agency does best. So I think morale is good. The operations side, you know what, we'd be out just doing things, collecting, you know, a piece of intelligence or dealing with some, you know, crap on the streets. And we never really saw the big picture. Because, you know, information comes into the agency and situations, you know, get put together there in the agency. The analysts, who are the really smart people, and the people who make all that raw intelligence and information go into something that makes sense, you know, they would take all of that and create the bigger picture. But if you're an operator, if you're on the streets, you don't see that, right? So my feeling was always, just tell me what to do, I'll do it, right? I was never one of those people that second-guessed the main building or the headquarters or the decision-makers, because I knew I wasn't seeing everything, right? So just give me the task, tell me what's going on, what's the mission, get it done, move on, get the next one, and go. And I had a great time doing it.
Speaking with Mike Baker, the new host of the President's Daily Brief podcast. Mike, who is the tallest operator you ever met? How tall was he?
Oh,
well, how tall was he? How tall was he?
Yeah, I'd have to say it was Kevin Durant. oh, geez, I outed another one. damn it. Actually, it's a great question you asked, because, you know, your job is to blend in, right? If you're noticed, then you're probably on the wrong side of things. And so, you know, it's not like Jack Bauer from that old 24 show, right? He was a bullet magnet, right? And things were always blowing up around him. And your job is to get in wherever it is, get out. Nobody knows you were there. And so if you're a fairly noticeable individual, whether that means you're tall or you're a super attractive woman, I don't even know if I can say that anymore. Then, you know, that you may have a harder time blending in.
Well, some tall people can blend in, but anyway, we're moving on. We're doing, all right, Mike, let's go back to something serious you were talking about. Okay. How behind are we because of the GWAT, global war on terror, because of the global war on terror? How behind are we of countries that, you know, can actually have the ability to hurt us in different ways? Russia, China, the other major nation states. Are we behind? It feels like we're behind.
Well, there's certain areas where we are playing catch up, and in part because, let's look at hypersonic weapons development, right? Hypersonic is sort of the next step in the way the battlefield's going to work. And so China has been dumping a tremendous amount of resource into it, as has Russia. But China's really the big dog in all this, because they have more resource and they've been at it. And so in a sense, you can argue there are areas where we're playing catch up. But the problem you always have with intel, right? If we're just kind of focused on the intel community and understanding what's going on in the world, is that there are certain collection points that are just a heavy lift all the time. And you won't be surprised to know that one of them would be North Korea, right? Because it's shut off. Your target pool of potential sources is limited. Another would be, I mean, look at Russia now. Trying to understand Putin's intentions, if he's got any logical intentions, is an increasingly heavy lift because he's been purging those around him, and he's not trusting any really many people at this point. And so what that means is your potential target pool of sources keeps diminishing. Iran is another heavy lift, right? China, we're always concerned about. But, we do it. Again, people are going to say, well, of course, what else is he going to say? But, I think the agency does it better than anybody else out there. And that's a good thing, right? Because it's not a benign world. And as much as we'd like to imagine we're all going to hold hands and work towards, solving climate change or whatever the hell we're doing, it's not how it works, right? Every nation acts in its own best interest. And there are a number of them out there that don't have our interests at heart.
Mike, do you don't happen to have time to stay on for one more, do you? I have more spy questions I want to ask you.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay. We are going to be right back with Mike Baker. He's the host of the President's Daily Brief podcast. I love this stuff. Before we get back with Mike, let's do this really quickly. Remember this. American kids are being trafficked. When you talk about human trafficking, almost always, I know that my instinct is I think about this happening in other places, or if I think about it happening here, I think about our southern border, and it certainly does happen there. But this is happening to American kids in droves because of social media. And the average age of the trafficked American child is 14 years old. It knows no race, no culture, no religion. This is something that's hurting American kids. The Acervo Project is saving these children, saving them. And they're getting the monsters doing this thrown in prison where they belong. That's what you support when you support the Acervo Project. They're also out there educating kids, schools, churches, wherever they're asked. TheAcervoProject.org, ASSERVO, TheAcervoProject.org, $14 a month is what they ask for. That's what keeps the mission going. TheAcervoProject.org.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I want to get right back to him. We're speaking right now with Mike Baker, the host, former CIA. He's the host of the President's Daily Brief podcast. Okay, Mike, China, when it comes to China, I'm concerned how compromised we are here. Forgetting about what our abilities are there, I'm very concerned when I see Navy intel guys getting busted. I see Chinese bust after Chinese bust in this country. These are the ones we're catching. How infiltrated do you think we are?
Yeah, what you just said there, these are the ones that we're catching. That's a key comment when you're talking about what essentially is counterintelligence, right? Typically, if you catch somebody, one of our classic cases, Hansen or Edley Howard or Alder James or whatever, people are always like, oh my God, how could that have happened? And what they're missing is all the work that goes in to catch somebody like that, right? And so when you're talking about trying to identify what the Chinese intel service is up to here, look, the FBI domestically is opening up new cases every day, right? Many of them related to Chinese espionage, theft of economic information, theft of research and development. And they've been doing that for decades. It's not something new, right? They made a choice. The Chinese regime, I'm not talking about the population. Everybody rolls their eyes and goes, oh, you can't talk. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the regime. And they made a choice decades ago that the way to get to the top of the food chain is to bypass that heavy lift of research and development and all the cost involved and time and just hoover up everything from everyone else, right? So they're equal opportunity. They go after us. They go after our allies. They go after anyone that they think might be able to provide information. And then they sift through it and decide, what's going to work for them and what's not. And they are incredibly aggressive. So it is an ongoing problem that I think a lot of people assume is relatively new, and it's not. One of the first things I did in the agency as a young ops officer was work a Chinese student that was here going to school in the U.S. who happened to be associated with the Chinese intel apparatus, and that was a long time ago because I'm not passing as a college student anymore apparently. Mm. So. it was, it, you know, it's something that people need to focus on, and we are. The Bureau is very good. Their counterintelligence group and they're the people that focus on these issues are very good. I know they've taken a lot of heat about being overly political, but again, I go back to that earlier comment with the agency, right? Yes, you can get people towards the top of the food chain in any of these organizations that, you know, they become enamored of their contact with political office, right? And so with the Bureau, though, it's the same as with the agency. Those people that are working the streets, that are actually doing that hard work every day, they don't care. Just tell them what to do and they'll get on with it.
Mike, everybody like me who thinks about, you know, CIA heyday, Cold War era stuff, they think about areas like Czechoslovakia, right? Czech Republic now. Every spy movie took place in Prague. You know, that was just a part of the world because of the right. Soviet Union. That was just a hotbed for it. Is that Africa now, Mike? Is this a place where the intelligence agencies in the world, they're all already there doing different things?
It's all over, right? I mean, you couldn't really point to a spot and say, you know, it's just in the Middle East or it's just in Africa or it's just, you know, the focus is in South America or Central America. It's everywhere. And so, I mean, look, we'll go back to the Chinese. The Chinese regime has been building ground satellite facilities in South America, right? You think they're doing that because they want to benefit the people of South America, right? They talk about, you know, putting training facilities in Cuba. You know, they've been sweetening the deal, trying to get Honduras, you know, over to the dark side. They've been working, and you know, the socialist president of Honduras, Castro, has just been over there to China. They're working in our own backyard, and half the time we ignore it because we're not particularly good at multitasking. So we have to be better, regardless of who's in charge, at doing that and understanding. We've got to focus on all these various regions. Right. We're seeing in Central and South America sort of that shift back to the left, you know, and we've seen that before. And it usually happens because we ignore them. So it's all over the map. Right. You can't swing a dead cat these days overseas without hitting somebody's spy.
Did you ever have any cool gadgets?
Oh, yes. And I'm glad you brought that up because that gives me a chance to sing the praises of the science and technology group at the agency, right? And they have created over the years, they've been responsible for incredible technology. And that's where the engineers, the scientists have worked. And whether we're talking about satellite technology, imagery, battery technology, it doesn't matter. They were at the front of all of it. And initially, they were designing things for espionage, right? Miniaturizing batteries so you could have a listening device that wouldn't draw anybody's attention. Now those batteries are in pacemakers and defibrillators. So they've done an incredible job, but oftentimes what would happen is, you know, you'd be back in headquarters getting geared up for something, and they'd say, hey, come on down here and check this out. And they'd show you some incredibly great piece of gadgetry, and you say, fantastic, give me one of those. And they'd go, no, and they'd put it back on the shelf, give you like some old thing because they didn't want that new thing to fall into anybody's hands. So we're gonna hold on to this. You use this thing here. And anyway, but they are fantastic people.
Dang it. I want a gadget department. Mike Baker,
I know,
it is
right.
It is the President's Daily Brief podcast. Go download it. Thank you, brother. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jesse. Talk to you soon, man. Take care.
The science, Chris, can you get a hold of the suits and let them know we need a science and technology division here on the show? What do you mean, what for? What do you mean? We have all kinds of needs and uses for the science and technology division. I want a special watch. I want a special watch. I saw, I think it was in one of the James Bond movies, he could pull, you know, the thing you twist to change the time on the watch? He could pull it out, and it was a string, only it was superheated or something, if I remember right, and you could, like kill people with it. And I would, well, a garrote, it kind of like that, only it cut people's heads off. Maybe it wasn't a James Bond movie. So look, we need that here for security reasons. We don't know if somebody's going to break in. Chris, we need a science and technology division. Please let the suits know. Let me know what they say. Let me know how that turns out. All right. We have a lot more to get to before we get to the dome flirting with the donors. Not in the normal way either, just openly flirting with the donors. Let's get to this. Let's get to our dogs. You see, Dr. Dennis Black, he did his own sciencey stuff. former Green Beret, I should point out, he realized dogs need nutrition. And he realized dogs weren't getting any nutrition in dog food. Why? Because dog food is dead. They don't do it because they're bad people. They don't kill everything in dog food because they're bad people. They do it so it lasts longer on the shelf. But it's important for us to understand that brown dog food we give our dogs doesn't have any nutrition in it. None. It's empty calories. It's a meat lover's pizza. Without being, it's delicious. So pour some Ref Greens on your dog's food. You don't have to switch food. Just pour it on the dog's food and watch your dog come alive. You will see a difference in your dog. In his digestion, in his breath, in his coat, in his energy. RoughGreens.com/Jesse is where you get a free bag. Or you can call them. All you pay for is the shipping. Remember, you can just call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. We got 2 hours left. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.